on the phone line right now.
Yes, the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
How you doing, First Lady?
Hello, Mr. Russ Parr. How you doing?
How you doing, First Lady?
Doing great. It was so good to see you.
Oh, yeah, same here. I just can't tell you how exciting it was to come to the party the other night. My daughter actually asked. She's got a little hood in her. She said, could you bring a plate home?
Did you? And you should have.
I was going to ask you, do you have any foil in the back?
Right. There would have been.
Yes.
There people who understand foil in the plate homes. Yeah, we could have done that.
Absolutely. First of all, I just want to say that congratulations. It was just, you know, it seemed like a nail biter, but I always felt that the president would prevail. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, came to the table and said, this is our guy for the next 4 years. And you guys have to feel really good about that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why it is so important for me to check in with you, because Russ, you and so many others and your listeners just stepped up to the plate in ways that made a huge statement. I mean, this election feels just as powerful as 2008, if not more.
Absolutely.
Because this was a very sober victory, and it was grounded in an understanding that change is hard, and it requires a lot of work, and it's work that never ends. But, you know, we couldn't have done it without you, your voice, your substantive covering of the issues. And people were hungry for that information because there was a lot of confusion, right?
Yes,
there was a lot of chatter back and forth, and in the media there were a lot of highs and lows. And, you know, just having somebody like you, your team, just there clarifying, answering questions, keeping people focused, that, you know, that's how democracy is supposed to work. And
absolutely.
It was just, it once again made me proud.
Well, it was just a prideful moment for a lot of people. And, you know, I have to say that with all the misinformation, and we saw, well, you may not admit to this, but we saw a very ugly side of politics, and which concerned me quite a bit because, you know, my kids are now engaged in the process. And my son that voted for the first time, he said, you know, Dad, is, you know, that's not true. You know, and it's hard to tell them, you know, when they see it on the news that, oh, this is what's going on, and the president said this when he clearly didn't, you know, twisting words and things like that. It was very helpful that also you in the forefront out there just, you know, writing for your husband was just really kind of important. But I think a lot of people learned a lot about politics in this last election.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's so important for our young people to understand how this works. You know, this requires patience and focus and tenacity. And, you know, we have to take ownership over the information that we get. You know, we have to look at a lot of sources. You can't always rely on that one TV show that you've watched for years. You've got to, you know, young people are doing this more and more, but you got to get on the internet. You have to ask questions. You have to go to a whole range of sources, your voice being one of those sources. But as you know, the work never ends, and I think that's the message that we're now sending. We cannot do what we did in 2008, which is, okay, that was a nice fight. We feel good. Now I'm going to go back to my life as usual, because the challenges are always going to be there.
Right.
This isn't new. You know, as we see, if we sleep on our right to vote, if we sleep on our rights as women, if we sleep on our rights to make choices about our body, there will be somebody, some group of people out there who will try to take it.
Yeah, and that's something we don't want, absolutely. Can you slow down? Are you going to be able to, you guys getting ready on vacation?
You know, the hope is that we get a little bit of a break, but you were here at the White House recently, and you see what we're doing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The holidays are one of the busiest times of the year, and, you know, Barack has not slowed down. I mean, it's shortly after the election, he was in Asia for 3 or 4 days. You know, he's dealing with the fiscal cliff issues. So, you know, I hope and pray that he gets a second to breathe.
Yes.
But, you know, we also know that this is the nature of the job. Yeah. Being president is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for now 4 more years. Right. And, you know, so
that's great.
We are very sober about this.
First Lady, I just want to say thank you so much. You're so gracious. It is just an honor to say you're our First Lady. I mean, just the way you carry yourself, you can look at the polls and tell that you are absolutely adored by the American public, and of course adored by the Russ Parr Morning Show, which doesn't make that big of a deal. But I just want to say that it's just an honor to be able to talk to you, and I hope you guys can get that much deserved vacation and take the girls out and take Bo with you and have a great time.
That sounds good, but know that we are going to keep talking. It has just been a privilege to speak to your audience, which is absolutely relevant. So this, you know, we're gonna keep checking in regularly. We're gonna keep the dialogue going. I've got a whole range of issues that I'm working on, and you know, as we said, we have to make sure that our communities are informed and engaged, and so
you have an open invitation here. So I really appreciate you taking the time this morning, and God bless you. Thank you so much for what you do and the work that you put in for the troops and their families. It doesn't go unnoticed. So I wish you a happy holiday.
All right, same to you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye.